Thanks, Mascot Wedding guys. You rule for letting me give away those tickets.
Who cares? The time is 6:02. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Deirdre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds.
David, could you stop right there?
I sure can.
Can I be honest with you?
I ask that you do all the time.
That was terrible.
What?
Your intro right there was terrible.
Well, I mean, I'm a little, you know, out of sorts, but okay.
No, not that. Not helping, Deirdre.
Shut up.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, buddy.
Yeah?
That would have been perfect for 9 months out of the year, maybe eight to 7 months out of the year.
Sure, sure.
But it's the beginning of summer, man.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah. Well, then,
imagine this.
Okay.
Imagine it's the start of a coming-of-age movie.
Okay.
And it's in New York City. It's summertime, right?
Yeah.
And it's getting kind of hot. They might even have to open up the fire hydrants.
Oh, yeah, so the kids can play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a really cheap way of sort of setting the scene that movies do frequently is they have the summer DJ, or excuse me, radio DJ talk about how it's summer.
Yeah. And oh, man, it is hot out there.
And then they kick in with a classic summer jam, and it sort of like dates the piece, and you sort of get a real, it's real quick shorthand to scene setting.
Yeah, you got a real sense of summer, yeah.
Well, it's summertime, buddy.
Is it?
We're 2 weeks into the summer movie season. Okay. Thor, Bridesmaids already come out. I don't count Fast Five.
Oh, yeah.
That was back
one.
In April. You're on your own Fast Five.
Okay.
So I think you need to do a summer DJ opening.
A summer DJ opening? Jeez,
yeah.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
No problem. And then we kick it off with a summer song.
All right, well, let's see what we got.
From Kid Cudi and Best Coast and somebody else.
Kid Cudi, Best Coast, and somebody else.
Some dude from Vampire Weekend.
All right, so...
It's called All Summer Long.
So maybe something like this. Hey, cats and kittens, boy, it is hot out there. Keep the eggs off the sidewalk and the bacon in the fryer. It is 6:05, and man, it is a hot one. Stay cold, stay cool, as you always do. Here comes Kid Cudi and Best Coast. Mascot Wedding Show's coming up. Enjoy your summer.
Summer cutter, ain't nobody rowdy. The cops won't pound me. The women do look.
Places, everybody. We don't have much time. Deirdre hijacked the beginning of our show. The time is 6:08 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 90.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the... You ready for it?
Sure.
Community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 512-472-5667. Te gustas letters? Stupid. 512-472-KOOP. Or if you want to tweet at us, we are at Mascot Wedding. I got the thing open. I'll be able to read your tweets on the air. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. And we start off the show with Kid Cudi, Best Coast, and Rossum from Vampire Weekend. Some dude, not Ezra Koenig or whatever.
Yeah.
Some other guy. That was All Summer, and I think it was just the All Summer single. I think it came out last year. It's like it was a sponsored track.
Oh, awesome.
Converse paid them all to do it, so now you think Converse is cool.
You know what? What's funny about that, or maybe not funny, but just interesting, is I went to see The Raining Sound the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. And it was a really great show. They always put on a really great show, but it was, I could say it since it's after the fact, it was a free event. It was open to all as long as you RSVP'd. It was sponsored by Scion. So it was
Wait,
sort of
Scion sponsored The Raining Sound.
Yeah, exactly. I guess this is okay now. Like, you know, not even just growing up, but there's always that fear of like, oh man, I used to like this band, but they sold out. But now apparently it's like it's not quite selling out. It's just clever marketing or it's just branding. Like, it's okay now, I guess. I was never not fine with it, but now I guess everybody's fine with it. And as long as that keeps me in Raining Sound shows, I guess I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying for a show, and if you were a fan of that band, then I'm sure that band would love to play for you for free. I mean, it'd be different if they had to get up there and was like, hey, we're the Raining Sound, you know, they changed the lyrics to their song, or they had to get out there and, like, pitch for a Scion or something like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? That even then, I don't know.
I don't mind it.
They're professional musicians. Right. They're doing it for money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm give a wider berth to people these days than I did when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah. I mean, because the music industry has changed, and sometimes commercials seem to be the best way to get your music out. And even the Dirt Bombs in an interview were like, look, or Mick Collins, the lead singer for the Dirt Bombs, he was in the Gorries for a very long time, and he was like, look, that was my punk band. This is the band I want to make music and money and meet girls with. And so when one of the Dirt Bomb songs ended up on a Walmart commercial, that made sense because he was okay with it. He'd sold it because he wanted to sell it. But it was just, it's when like when Of Montreal did the Outback Steakhouse commercials and like sort of changes the words to their song to fit Outback Steakhouse, that's when it got a little creepy.
That felt a little weird. And also, Best Coast, I believe Converse has started their own record label.
Sure.
I think Best Coast signed to it. I love Best Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Because Converse owned by Nike now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I would have done that. I really don't. I don't like Nike.
But it's also,
I think morally.
Oh,
sure. I don't know.
Sure. No,
I'm not going to tell people what to do.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
But it's an odd assumption. Because sometimes the connection isn't there. Where, you know, Converse starts a record label. They sign Best Coast. Best Coast is on it. So it's like, hey, kids, you like Best Coast? Yeah. You want some shoes? I don't care. Like, one is not going to lead me to the other.
That's true. But back in the day, I believe I'm not going to say back in the day. Let's talk about now.
Sure.
Now there's sort of the major record label, as we know it, has kind of gone out the window.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that prevalent a force. It's more up to the bands to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Through live, record sales aren't going to buoy a band anymore.
Right.
For the most part, I mean, you know, with downloading,
yeah,
et cetera.
Nor did they ever really, but yeah, go ahead. Yes.
So you have live shows and you also have merch. Mm-hmm. I feel like merch is a bigger part of things nowadays. So, I mean, if you can book a show and get paid by Zion or something like,
Or get paid by Zion.
Zion, like, yes.
Goodness. Yeah, exactly. Like,
then, yeah, go for it.
Make your paper where you can, is what I'm saying.
If somebody wanted to pay us, like, hey, we'll sponsor the mascot wedding, you know, have us talk for a while, I'd probably do that. Now, if they wanted us to talk about their product.
Sure.
Like, if they want us to be, pull a Jim Rome. You know what I'm talking about? Because he does his show, and he's like, oh, man, intense. And then his ads are him talking. Like, yeah. It's the same thing.
Hey, clones.
Yeah. Hey, clones. I know what you're thinking. You got to shave and get really nice skin. Got to keep it tight, bro. But with Nivea for Men, that's going to do it like nobody else. Lock it down, bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's... I mean, it's one of these things. Like, do you really think whatever he sponsors, let's say it's Nivea, I have no idea.
Sure.
You really think he'd be pumping his chest out for a Nivea if they weren't paying him? No.
No, of course not. He's not just, like, walking down the street. It's like, oh, man, this is huge.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rubbing face wash on me. I can't stop.
You know who came correct, clones? Squirt. With their mix of delicious lemon limon. Wait, you can't lemon lime. I think it's trademark. Or Lyman is.
Lyman is.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, our apologies to the estate of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
I was about to say something worse than that.
Oh, sure.
It's all right.
Yeah, we're having a real lemon party.
Yeah. Lemon party. Wow. I got tricked into looking that up somewhat recently.
Oh, don't do that.
Which, by the way, I don't want to brag.
Go on, Polycole.
Last week... On the show, last week had an really awesome show. It was a lot of fun.
Sure.
Aparna Nancherla was here.
Yeah. Nancherla, that was a fun show.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes. Stand-up comedian. And so I went to that laugh showcase that night.
Right.
And it was a really good show. A lot of funny people. Maggie May, local talent.
Mm-hmm.
Local gym Maggie May hosted it. Julia Hladkowitz.
Oh, sure.
That was really great. And after the show, I was talking to Martha Kelly, who's a stand-up comedian around town. She did not perform, but she was there. And she started telling me about her love of falling down, like seeing people falling down and stuff.
Yes.
And she brought up the grape lady. You know what I'm talking about?
The grape lady.
She's this lady who is like, what do you call it when you stamp on grapes?
Stamping on grapes.
I guess stamping on grapes, yeah. To make wine.
To make wine, right.
And exactly. It was some news anchor.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
She fell down.
Uh-huh.
And she gets the wind knocked out of her. And it's a classic internet clip, everyone.
Yes, exactly.
And I haven't seen this clip in a really long time. And so, because Martha was talking about it, I should have just talked about the clip instead of the long story about it. I was bragging.
No. Let's just pick up these names you dropped, and we'll keep going.
Wait, I need everyone to call in and tell me that I'm cool before I continue the story. But because she reminded me of the clip, I went and watched it. Oh, it's a beaut.
Yeah.
It really is. Because she gets the wind knocked out of her, and then she just goes, it's great.
It's an evergreen. Great. It stays with you.
I kind of wanted to go back and revisit, like, oh, it's all a little sneezing panda.
Watch the great clips throughout history.
Yes, the great.
Kelsey Grammer falling off the stage at Disney's Great Adventure or whatever.
Man, if you want to... By the way, how are you, David?
I'm great. We're in it now.
We are teeth in. I'm up to my incisors.
Yes.
Like the most watched things in the history of television.
Yeah.
Like its famous broadcasts. Mm-hmm. In this country, what do you think of?
I think of the moon landing.
The moon landing, definitely.
Final episode of MASH.
That got a lot of viewers, definitely.
Super Bowls, Oscars, stuff like that.
Super Bowls, Oscars. What's his face?
Sure.
Texas alum. Can't think of his name. Walter Cronkite. Announcing that Kennedy was dead.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Kennedy got capped. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that in a second. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Mac. Is it Mac?
It is Mac, M-A-C-E.
Mac, this is Tyler McKeown. I met you one time.
Hey, how's it going?
You're hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Is that Dave with you on the air?
This sure is. Hello.
David, yes.
David, do you remember me? It's Tyler McKeown. I once went to Master Pancake, and you guys were doing it. And at the time, I was dating Amy Gonzalez.
Oh, sure, sure. Can I ask you a question real quick, Tyler?
Yeah.
Do you have a presence on Twitter that I would be aware of?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't do the Twitter.
Oh, okay, then never mind. Proceed.
What can we do for you, Tyler?
Nothing. I was just calling. You said somebody should call in and tell you you're awesome, and you guys are hilarious.
Well, thank you.
Asked and answered. Thank you, Tyler.
Achieved. Well, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yes, you
sure,
too.
You too.
You too.
Later.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, adios.
Tyler, everybody.
Tyler, yep.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Good egg.
Hey, if you want to call and compliment me, I'm not going to stop you.
All
everyone.
Right.
But okay, but those are as we were just talking about, those are like the famous broadcasts of television.
Sure, yes.
Those are the most watched things on television ever. If you go to the internet, if you want to judge the medium of the internet,
uh-huh.
Or if you look at like books, that medium, like print medium, like what's the most read thing? Like the Bible, probably.
Classics.
Yeah.
Like gold standards.
You know, most printed books or something. But the internet, like the most viewed things on the internet.
Yeah.
It's pornography and like funny videos.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird record of our civilization that we leave behind, where it's like, these people enjoyed a guy dancing to techno music, and he was morbidly obese.
Finally reached a medium that showed what the populace truly wants. And it is naked genitals bumping into each other, and animals falling down.
A kid who loves Star Wars too much.
Yeah. That Star Wars kid. What a goon.
He ended up making some bank off of that.
He did?
Didn't he sue the school and stuff like that?
Oh, for posting the video?
Yeah, well, like, because it was school property that he recorded it on, and it somehow got into the wrong hands, and they posted it. So he was like, hey, school, you need to be better about locking down your stuff. And they said, we sure do if fat kids are posting videos on our equipment. So I think he got a settlement from them.
I hope something came out of that for that guy. But suing a school seems a little weird.
But that's a lousy precedent, because that was really, like, one of the first viral videos that I remember, like, you know, when the internet was really hitting its stride. And to say, hey, if you get something on the internet and humiliated because of it, you get a cash settlement. There have been worse stuff since then. Way worse stuff since then. And if they're getting some money off of it, or maybe they just figured out a way to get money off it anyway.
Well, I know that YouTube, after a certain amount of hit, they kick back money.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was watching something the other day where, like, and now they've started to put, like, the ads at the bottom where, like, it's just sort of a banner ad and you, like, click here and, like, they're getting revenue off of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching... Oh boy. I was watching Inside Edition, and
what is that show even?
I'll tell you what it is. They're like some of the internet's most popular babies, and so they were interviewing the parents of babies who posted videos on YouTube and making cash off of it.
Is this like Five Under Five, that kind of thing?
Yes.
KOP, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, what's up? He didn't swear, did he?
I don't know what that was.
He better not have. I don't think he did.
Oh, if that's his game?
I would have hit that dump button so fast.
You kidding me? I'll go ransom on you. I'll send everybody after you.
You get us in trouble with the FCC, I get you in trouble with your bones.
Doesn't that stink that Mel Gibson was in a really good movie like Ransom? Now I can't enjoy
Ransom
that movie
Ransom was
anymore.
Really good. I don't really
remember. I really liked Ransom.
I don't remember it that well.
Oh, it was good stuff.
I wonder if I'm going to be able to edit out that huge om I just laid. Just drop that giant U.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about those oms.
I can edit them out sometimes on podcasts.
It's fine.
I've talked about it on the air before, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. And we're zipping, we're zooming. Hey everybody, 4725667. This is your show too. Let's rap. Let's rap about some stuff.
You know what? I didn't want to talk. I wanted to feed into this later, but sure. I'll talk about it now.
Yeah, go for it.
And that is, so the internet, huh? Yeah. Right, guys? Right?
Oh, wait. Can I give you a better segue than that?
Sure.
So the internet's a thing that's happening.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
The internet's out there. I feel like people older than me, my parents to some degree,
mm-hmm.
they don't really care about the internet. And I feel like there's a part where, as you get older, there's a certain point where you opt out.
Okay.
Of like a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because there's different generations are into different stuff. I think there's a certain point where you, in terms of gadgetry too.
Sure.
Like you stop caring. Mm-hmm. You're like, DVD, done.
Yeah.
And so when a Blu-ray comes out, you're like, but I don't care.
Right, right.
Or yeah. something like that. Or like, you know, oh, hey, like, I don't know. As I know a lot of older people that just don't care about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of, I worried about that myself. A little bit, not worried, not keeping me up night wringing my hands.
I should hope not.
You know, I'm not Madame Defarge outside sewing or with my knitting needles, like keeping an eye on everything.
Right.
But it still crosses my brain.
Madame Defarge?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay.
Got a good rapport here. Yeah, shut up. You shut your mouth.
I'll punch your face
closed.
Dave,
I want to use your nonverbal cues for the rest of the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me practice on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain things that, like, I already sort of feel coming into the place, like for better, I don't want to call it trash TV.
Okay.
Scum TV.
Right.
Like, reality TV, I really do not care about it. And I feel like it's such a large part of the culture and will continue to be.
Yeah.
That I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm already not doing well in that or mm-hmm. something. And I don't want to force myself. But something that makes me think about this quite a bit, that maybe, like, right here, like, bing, this is the moment where, you know, like, the paths diverge and I just can't follow along.
Right.
Odd Future.
Oh, my. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, Tyler, the creator and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't.
I'm sorry. What is Odd Future, Wolfgang Killed Them All?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. I just can't care about it.
No.
I see their antics, whatever. Like, there's some story this week. They were in Boston
mm-hmm.
doing an in-store at Newbery Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And they caused the local news called it a rap riot, which I think is hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah. Rap riot. Throw back a bottle of syrup.
The epidemic known as rap rioting has yes. plagued Boston once again.
I feel like there's a person at every local news station around the country that is perpetually shaking their fist at teenagers. That's like, oh, rap riot. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally a good youth culture event that I can beat.
Get them.
But man, I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Because here's the thing, too. You know, they come out and like, oh, some people are like, oh, they got good beats. They write their own beats, and they're like only 19 years old.
Right.
Yeah, guess what 19-year-old kids are?
Hmm.
You're punks.
Yeah.
You listen to me. You're real annoying punks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how I know? Because I was a stupid 19-year-old punk. I was real annoying, too. Yeah.
I didn't start liking myself until I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah. I was super obnoxious when I was 19.
Yeah.
Ugh, you should have seen the poetry I wrote. Ugh, it's awful. Awful.
Oh, my God. Those marble-covered notebooks. Just filled with them.
Filled with them.
Yeah.
Pouring out my thoughts like Kevin Spacey in Seven. Spoiler alert, he's a bad guy.
Jeez, dude.
Sorry.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I want to give them an inch, because if someone stuck a microphone in my face when I was 19 years old, you would get some of the most reprehensible garbage ever recorded. But I wasn't... putting myself out there when I was 19 years old, and they are, and someone should be in their ear saying, hey, maybe don't do that. Like,
see, this kind of talk, though, I feel like now we have we've crested, we're on the other side.
No, well,
if the music's too loud, you're too old. I think maybe now it's happened.
No, I just think it's hang on. I think it has to do with just basic human decency. Like, this is, I'm just talking independent of their music. It doesn't help that I'm not on board with their music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, after the Boston riot, or maybe it was even before that. But
Rap Riot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rap Riot, of course.
Rap Riot.
Where were you?
Rap Riot 2K11.
Tyler, the creator, and I hate, anyway.
Not a fan of his moniker?
No, of course not.
He's the creator, bro.
Yeah. Well, of course, I like the fact that if he didn't have that, he would just be Tyler. Like, hey, everybody, I'm Tyler. And no, you're not. But he went on Twitter and he was like, F the police. I wasn't doing nothing. F them. I hope they all die. And it's like, you were disturbing the peace. Like, let them do that. You weren't locked up for years because of this. Let them do your job, or let them do their job. You take the citation and that's it. Be done with it. You don't have to have like a tantrum on Twitter or just anywhere for that matter.
Maybe it's me, though. I mean, that's the thing. Maybe I'm stupid for even thinking about, like, you know, I think about this and I'm like, oh, it's not them, it's me. I'm the one who screwed up or something like that.
No, no.
Maybe it is them.
If you want to have a discussion about their music, because I'm not on board with it either. Actually, I posted this on Twitter the other day. They're like a Muppet Babies version of Onyx. Like, they're very aggressive and just very in your face, but they have no teeth. Like, I completely am not frightened or, you know, sort of, if I was an old person, I would be like, the young kids are scaring me. I'm not scared by them at all. In fact, this is an open challenge. Hey, Odd Future, come at me. I'll come right back at you.
But, like, a lot of their lyrics, like, he was like, oh, raped a pregnant bee.
Yeah,
had exactly. a threesome or something like that. Very shocking lyrics. Right?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. What's the point of that?
You know what?
Like, why do I need to be shocked?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like you said. It's like, I feel like if that was something else, like, if there was a movie like that, I feel like movies that are very shocking are sort of just derided as sort of like, well, that's shocks for shock's sake.
Right. And actually, that's a very good point. I feel that same way about, man, I'm all over the place right now. I feel that same way about Odd Future because, well, here's my nutshell thought on hip hop. I appreciate good hip hop or even bad hip hop, because it's sincere. They're coming from a place of sincerity. If it's very, you know, if it's talking about growing up tough, you know, talking about growing up in the streets, they're being sincere about it. Or if it's about, hey, I made a ton of money, I'm going to, you know, show it off, they're being sincere about their love of showing it off. This is, Odd Future is just shocking for the sake of being shocking or just weird for the sake of being weird. There's no sincerity to it. They're just saying awful things.
I feel like it's also another example of that sort of people wanting to hitch their wagon to something, whatever's cool.
Uh-huh.
Like if Pitchfork is talking about something.
Oh, sure.
There's a subsection of people that's like, you know, Pitchfork's like, hey, these people are really good. Like, oh, I love them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, you were speaking of the wave. These people want to ride that crest before anybody else does, and they want to be able to say that. So if someone's even hinting as to get on the ground floor of this while you can, then they're going to get on the ground floor of that.
I guess what it sums up to, and I think our hero Tom Sharpling mentioned, like, why are we giving these kids the keys to the castle already?
Absolutely, yes. I agree. And this has been Hip Hop Report.
I feel like it's real easy. It's the easiest thing in the world
to
just write, like, you know, super shocking lyrics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. But you know what? Here's the thing. That's all I expect from these kids, though. I don't know. If some 19-year-old wants to, like, tell me how, like, you know, I'll, you know, get real deep on me, I probably don't want to hear it.
Well, I'll draw a parallel for you.
Because he's 19.
What are they doing that Insane Clown Posse isn't? I mean, really, when you break it down. Like,
oh, man.
I mean, because Insane Clown Posse is awful, but they're also shocking, hiding under the guise of, well, this is just how it is, you know? Like, life's tough, and we're going to talk about tough stuff. Like, how hard it is to punch women repeatedly. Or, man, sometimes you can't finish a good rape. Like, I mean, that's not too far off from what ICP is doing.
I feel like sonically their music is better.
Oh, of course it is. I would absolutely agree to that.
Stuff like their videos and stuff like that directed better.
But that's because they've been handed the keys to the castle.
I feel like their music is definitely, like, musically, I think they're a lot better than ICP. It's not hard because ICP, of course, is terrible.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's a certain craft in the non-lyrical aspect of Odd Future, much better than Insane Clown Posse. But if you were to just sort of, if you were to lay the lyrics on a page and compare them side by side, I'm failing that taste test.
See, I think Tyler, the Creator, definitely got, I really hate saying the word rhymes. I really do.
Well, but he's got madder rhymes. I feel
like he's got, yes, his rhymes are madder.
And fatter beats.
Yes, and fatter beats. I think he's definitely a little bit smarter, but here's the other thing, too. Like, Tyler, the Creator, like, what, 1920?
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse, those guys are in their late 30s.
Oh, yes, these dock workers in their mid-40s.
No, but that's the thing. If you were to write down the Beastie Boys lyrics and just, like, without music, just read them, you'd be
That's true.
You'd be like, these guys introduce themselves every song. And then they talk about how they're good at Boggle. There's nothing here. But the Beastie Boys are just fun.
Yeah, exactly. There's no there's no artifice there. There's no, you know, they're not trying to put on airs.
Now I feel like we're judging art. I don't like doing this.
That's what this is for.
Really?
No, I enjoyed this conversation quite a bit, and I thought I was going to hate it.
Well, good to know.
When you brought it up, I said, I'm going to be sick that show. And I'm glad I came.
Are we part of the problem, though, now? We've given more buzz to this. Yeah, this. The show, of course.
You know what? I think
they get the mascot wedding show bump, and everyone's going to go download Yonkers.
I think our chat rooms and message boards are going to tell the tale.
We're going to crack the internet in half with this show.
When we go on our FEI mascot wedding Tumblr and see what everyone's talking about, I think we'll know for sure.
This also ties into something. You know how if they announce something about themselves, they are probably not.
Right, yes.
Like if you have to tell someone that you're humble, you're probably not humble. Yeah.
Mac, I'm a nice guy, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't have to tell people that. They should just know.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to say, I'm an adult, right? Like I have to say that a lot.
Well, I do too. And there's a reason for that, Mac. Because we're not.
Oh, the boomerang generation. Can't grow up.
Ooh, I like that.
First generation that come to the country. They work hard, put their kids in school. Second generation makes a fortune. Third generation takes improv classes. That's what they do. From 30 Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break.
Okay, sure.
What are we going to hear, buddy?
Hang on.
Oh, boy. Oh,
thanks for dropping that.
Problem. I was in a rush.
I know.
You want me to drop you with an elbow?
We're going with Yuck from their self-titled album, This Is Getaway.
Oh, that's fine. I was thinking about playing some Yuck. I was going to play some Milkshake. What are you playing?
I don't want to play it anymore.
We going to play Milkshake?
Getaway.
Okay.
And I might play some Milkshake.
That's fine.
Get away, Yuck. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
I just want a milkshake.
Oh, boy.
That was a good lead into a song drop. Rip,
All right, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. Hey, David.
Hey, Mac.
What did we just hear?
We just heard Yuck from their self-titled album that was Getaway, and my apologies to anyone holding their transistor radio up to their ear while they were rollerblading. I did not mean for it to be that loud, so my apologies to that.
472-5667 is the phone number, at Mascot Wedding. Is our Twitter handle if you want to tweet at us during the show. So far, no one has. Oh,
oh my God. Did somebody who knows at Bleo make sure she didn't fall into a well?
That's right.
I want to talk about something that happened on the way here.
Yeah. Because I was this close to talking about adult babies. And then that's why there was a big pause. Because I was like, I don't want to do that. I really don't. I don't want to punch a hole in this mixing board right here.
Sure. Well, we'll have time at the end of the show.
I don't want to. I just said that.
File this one also under I don't get it. My friend Jacob brought this up the other day during Texas Relays. And
what are Texas Relays, David?
Texas Relays are a national relay race that happens in Austin, Texas. And a lot of people come for them. He had mentioned, I'll start from the start. So I'm coming to the radio show today, and I see a donk.
What's a donk?
Mac Blake, are you familiar with the donk? I guess not.
Is that a slang term for a donkey?
No, it is a slang term for a tricked out car. I'll answer that phone in a second. This particular donk was a brightly painted red, sort of the Chevy equivalent of the PT Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
But it had the Big Red Soda logo on it, and that was great. Let's take this phone call real quick.
Oh, KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I was just wondering what the outcome of that conversation they were having about the old people and technology was.
Oh, I don't. I think if you're shrugs, I think general shrugs.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Camille.
Okay, well,
did you have a thought on it, Camille?
Absolutely, all of a sudden.
Well,
what was the question?
Well, why did you have some thoughts about it?
No, I was just curious. I had to go vote, and I missed, what they were saying. I was curious to know what was the point of all that.
Oh,
no.
Well, I should mention right now, you're on the air right now talking to us.
Oh, am I live?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
That's why I said KOP, you're on the air. That means you're on the air.
Well, that's confusing because I was listening to the radio, and I didn't hear my own voice, so.
There's a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get over yourself.
Technology. I'm old. There you go. I don't know how it works.
Sure.
So you found the conversation, you would say, pointless.
What?
Did you think the discussion we were having was stupid? Is that what you're saying?
No, I thought I was just wondering if I'm old. Like what? Because I don't know how to work technology very well. I mean, I think that the videos on YouTube are funny, but then when I start exploring the commentary, I get really depressed and I have to.
See, I don't think that's age. I think that's just scum versus not scum. And so I think if you look at the comments on YouTube and you're like, ah, geez, these are horrible. These people are scum. I think that just means not that you're old or young. I just think it means that you're not scum.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why. I mean, maybe that's why, like, old people stop, you know, seeking that stuff out, I guess. And, like, they just, like, that's why I think maybe I've hit that wall, because I like to watch Law & Order and then get really freaked out and, you know, triple lock all my doors and, you know, so maybe that's what that is.
That, like, old-timey fun.
Too much information.
Well, see, now I don't want to necessarily... I'm not going to, like, split your head open, Camille. I'll tell you what's inside. But which Law & Order is your favorite?
Oh, SVU. How horrible is that? I actually don't watch that anymore. It's a little... My friend started watching it to make fun of it, and I got really offended, and so I had to quit watching it.
Have you tried L.A. yet?
No, I can't. That's so cheesy. I can't get into that. I'm actually really into Southland right now.
Oh, sure. I've heard good things about Southland.
It's so good. Love it.
Hey, Camille, did you ever watch The Wire?
I did watch The Wire.
What did you think of that?
Really into that. I don't know. It's weird because I started with all HBO series. I start watching them, like, later on,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm really confused, and I don't like it. Then when I go back and I started watching it from the beginning, I was like, this is decent. But then all of a sudden it changed dramatically, and everything was different, and I don't understand where it's all going, where it's all been, you know?
I don't know what to make of you.
I'm an old person.
But you're not.
How old are you, Camille?
If we may ask.
Yeah, I don't mean to be rude.
A lady never tells, and you don't have to tell.
I'm no lady.
Oh.
I'm 27, actually. About to be 28.
So about to be 28. There. See, we're older than you, Camille.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly. And yeah. way more educated.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to fault you there. Because you know what? I got street smarts. I learned from the streets.
Yeah, we're from off the corners.
That's right. I'm out there pounding the pavement.
I hear that in your voice, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That edge, that knife edge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my line, so
yeah,
we don't... can use it, though.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we won't.
Yeah, first to market.
But that's all right. Do you like how we're sort of...
show. I've never heard the show before. You just, like, sit around and talk, and that's that?
Pretty much.
Is it a song? Is that...
There's songs in between.
This is fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's the,
like,
best!
A female... co-host, tri-host, or whatever that would be.
Hold on here. So you're already...
I'm in. I got the job. Woo!
Well, hold on. We are in the market for a correspondent, because we had one, but she turfed out horribly.
What?
And so maybe if you're willing to sort of do stuff in our stead and report back, then there might be a place for you.
Yeah, I would love to hear the details. I mean, I'm afraid what that would entail, but I'm interested.
Do you want a softball assignment?
Softball?
Yeah.
Not literally softball.
Meaning easier to hit.
Sports.
By the way, co-op softball team, 4-0.
Oh, yeah.
Is Law & Order LA still on right now?
I believe so,
or is it going to reruns? Can you watch an episode of Law & Order LA and break it down plot-wise for us next week?
Break it down what kind of wise?
Plot-wise.
Yeah. Give us Camille's review.
Review.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
I got like 20 of those episodes on my DVR right now.
Okay.
Well, don't show off.
Well,
all right.
Pick one. We'll ask you questions, so be prepared.
Are you guys on once a week? And what's today? Saturday? Every Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. Every Saturday, 6 to 7 on 91.7 FM.
Okay.
Or online at koop.org.
By the way, Camille, we've been hurt before. So if you don't call back in next week, it's gonna sting.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll just be another lesson in your long list of life lessons, you know?
Or you can nut up and call in next week.
Yeah, exactly.
I do need to nut up. You're right. Now that I'm almost 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw round time's over for you.
All right, guys. Well, listen, have a good time talking.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I promise.
Okay, good.
Godspeed,
right.
Camille.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, Mac? It's Dave.
Hey, Dave. Is this Chopper Dave Humans?
Yes, it is.
Hey, occasional guest host and member of the extended mascot winning family. What's up?
Oh, I guess I'll go outside for a second because nobody said hi to me.
Sorry, I didn't know you were there, David.
Sure.
I frequently forget.
I was calling because, I'm in the car and I was listening to your show, and that last caller, Camille,
mm-hmm.
Did she start off that call by saying she was offended by what you were talking about and then wound up asking to be your guest host?
We're not really sure what happened there.
I think she was confused.
Well, obviously, YouTube is a very confusing thing.
Well, if you want an example, because she goes, she was calling in to find out whether or not she was old. Mm-hmm. And she missed the discussion because she voted. And I have to tell you that, look, I'm pro voting.
Yes, of course. Always.
You should always vote, but that's for old people.
Yeah.
Voting's for old people.
Voting is for old people.
Wow.
Where's that t-shirt? I think it exists, actually.
That's somewhere.
Yeah, good slogan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for her to like call in, and she clearly wanted to, you know, she thought she was off air and was like, what were those guys talking about? I didn't get it. And then to like have to tell her, hey, you're on the air, and for her to just make a 180 and be like, oh, I love the show. I want to be on it all the way, all the time now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to hang up and listen to this box that keeps talking to me.
I'm going to try to crack it open and find that little pterodactyl who's making a living.
What if it's that? What if instead of that's our new slogan, like Mascot Wedding, your radio boss?
I like it.
Like we tell you what to do. What are you up to today, Dave? You having a good day?
I am. Missed you at practice, but you know.
Oh, that's right. Aww. As I just mentioned, the co-op softball team 4-0.
Right.
You're having a great year slugging wise, Dave Humans.
Oh, excuse me, center fielder.
Once again, is that a comment about my weight? What's going on?
Wait, what is this?
I have a lot of stress eating right now. I hit a home run last game.
Mr. Mac Blake hit a home run in our last game.
Yeah, but what was the nickname you gave him?
Cecil Fielder.
Cecil Fielder.
Oh, I thought you said Fester Fielder. Like, he was the center fielder, but he just moved like Fester. So I wasn't sure what was going on there.
I thought it was weird because I look like a baseball playing Fester Adams.
Cecil Fielder. I love it.
All right, Dave. Well, you have yourself a good day.
You too, boys.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. So, David, I believe you were talking about you saw a donk, which, thank you very much. I learned something. That's a tricked out car.
I want to interrupt something real quick. My dream has come true. We have the Today Show window now.
Yes.
We have an audience who is like faces pressed against the window like we're a bakery, and they are enjoying the show. Thank God for that. But yes, a donk. A donk is a tricked out car, one that you might have seen during Texas Relays. But yeah, the one I saw had a Big Red Soda logo on it, and my friend Jake was telling me that this is a thing. This is like a subculture that cars will put corporate logos on them to sort of like, and I had to read up on it, to differentiate themselves from like, you know, to really stand out. And so in going online, and this is going to be great radio, by the way, but I want to show you some of these. I want to show you the McDonald's donk. And I want to show you...
Wait, so I'm sorry. I get distracted by Twitter.
Sure.
Did McDonald's pay for that?
No. No, absolutely not. This is what they... because they're so... from what I gathered from online...
Yeah.
Is that the people who own these cars are so enamored... Or not enamored, but they appreciate what advertising does and what branding does and how it makes products successful. So they have literally taken that and put it on their cars. They will take successful logos and brands from corporate entities and slap them on their car. So like this Cheetos car or this Lemonheads car. So I love this very much. And I was very excited. Like I got inordinately excited when I saw the Big Red car going down the street. Mac Blake.
Yeah.
I want a donk. So I sort of need help from the callers. What would be the best logo?
Do you want to choose your own personal brand to up your donk?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't know if up my donk.
By the way, a couple tweets coming at us. Kyle Johnson says, sure. I like the music. Here's your tweet, you tech-savvy cyborgs.
Oh.
He also said he liked that we were playing Best Coast and Kid Cudi. Thank you, Kyle. More music coming up later. Also, Lance Gilstrap.
Oh, hey.
Tweeted at us and he says, is anyone else searching for the lost mascot winning episode featuring Lance Gilstrap? Have we not posted that?
Did we not?
The one where we talked to him?
That was before the Telfer interview, which just went up.
I'll have to check that out. If that's not on there, that's my bad, Lance.
Yes, that is a great injustice because that was a very fun show, and we will correct that very
soon. I'll get that right up. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I was calling about the donks.
Sure. Yes. What's your name, caller?
Yeah, have you seen, there's like one in town.
Caller, slow down. What's your name?
Oh, it's Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
What's up?
Nathan, you're awesome. What's up?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man? I was going to mention, have you guys seen the... I didn't know they were called donks, but there's like a Skittles one.
Yes, there is.
It's like always parked over by the Fiesta.
Yeah.
By the way, Nathan, David got really excited when you pointed that out. He sort of backed up from the microphone and his hands like started rubbing against each other.
Yeah, I was sort of rubbing them together, not unlike I was about to break into the money bin.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was just gonna say that one's pretty amazing. It's got a great attention to detail. It's even got like the nutrition facts on
there. Oh, I'm a fan now.
It's
they really give a lot of attention to the detail. It's pretty impressive.
I think they're actually doing Skittles a disservice if they're inflating the nutrition facts to where people can actually read it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they got to get everything that's on the package, right?
Hey, man, that's a sweet car. Yellow number 5. No thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they have a ingredient list. I'm not sure if they went that far, but...
No, but it's...
Yeah, but slow down, David.
Yes.
There's no ingredient list on there.
They should add it, though, if they don't have it on there.
So, yeah. Nathan, do you have an opinion about what brand you might get, or what actually what we're looking for, David?
Yeah.
How should he brand his donk?
You mean what brand David should get on his car?
Well, yeah. maybe just yours, if you had a personal preference. If you had your druthers, someone offered you a blank donk, you could put whatever you want on it.
I can't say that I ever gave it a whole lot of thought.
What? How dare you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a Lone Star beer might be good.
Sure.
That's a dangerous mix of donking and driving, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you don't want to encourage that, I guess.
Well, I would get the Criterion Collection donk.
Uh-huh.
It would just be that unfinished C.
Here's the thing about getting a Lone Star donk.
Yeah.
You could get a career as, like, the Smokey and the Bandit of the DWI world, because if the cops see a car with Lone Star on it, they're going to assume that car is drunk all the time. But
yeah,
you could be like the decoy, and please, I don't condone this, but you could sort of steer the cops away while other drunk drivers go down the road.
You like start your car and then you turn the radio, and then you'd be like, beep, as soon as you pull out the driveway.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea for a movie right there.
Oh,
don't steal it. We're mailing this to ourselves.
Let's do it, Nathan.
All right. Yeah. Well. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'll let you go. But enjoying the show, though.
Oh,
thanks,
thank
Nathan.
You. Thank you. All right. Talk to you later. Appreciate talking to you. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey guys, it's Will.
Hey Will,
what's up, Will?
I was going to suggest either an H&R Block donk or a Dell Computers donk.
Ooh, Dell Computers.
Keeping it local.
Yeah.
Try and go for something that's not junk food, maybe.
I like the H&R Block one. I'm not gonna lie.
Would the car still be tricked out though? It'd have to be.
Yeah,
see, because that's the only thing that would separate it, because I feel like H&R Block, like claims adjusters would have, or not claims adjusters, what am I thinking of? But I feel like you might see an H&R Block.
Hold on.
All right.
Clip app? Let's see if this person has an actual name. No, Clip Coupon is their name, but it says, app, this is a tweet. I saw a Klondike bar donk. How about David does an Al Jazeera donk?
Al Jazeera?
I don't get that.
Well, they have
Times of London.
Oh, Times of London.
Yeah, where's the Huffington Post? Where's the HuffPo donk?
Yeah, exactly. There's the Klondike bar.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
What would you do for Klondike bar?
I'll tell you what. H&R Block is making the short list.
All right.
That sounds good.
I was going to ask if I could be the Law & Order LA alternate.
Well, do you have another show you watch?
No, but I abhor Law & Order LA. I've never seen an episode of it, and I want a reason to watch it.
All right. Well, tell you what, then. Yes.
Okay.
We'll try and squeeze in, too.
Well, hold on. I mean, you understand the role of an alternate. You know, don't jump the line.
I'm going to wait. I'll wait.
Okay. Then, yeah, you're on board.
It's unfortunately that you're going to have to wait for Camille to come correct, and then we'll go to you for a second review.
Okay.
But if she doesn't, she's going to let you down as well. Pressure's on, Camille, if you're still listening.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Will.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Why are we talking about Law & Order LA so much? Why is that a thing?
That was the challenge you put out. Here's what my challenge was going to be to Camille. I thought you went way too easy on her. We never did get anyone to run up to Lakeline and review an Orange Julius.
I forgot.
Yeah, it's all right. I had that one cocked and loaded, but...
What's her face? Kristen.
Yeah.
Listener/caller Kristen.
Wait, who is this? Who? That name doesn't sound familiar.
Before she was dead to you, David, she promised us up and down that she'd watch Fight Club.
Yeah, she promised a lot of things.
She had never heard it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, seen it.
Apparently, we were her final exam for a promising class.
Oh, and she flunked it.
That's right.
F-. You broke our hearts, Kristen.
Yeah. We knew it was you.
That's right. So you know what? Fight Club? I'm going to ruin it for you right now.
Do it.
He's already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not real.
Yeah, he died in that plane crash
at the very beginning. Died in the plane crash.
Yeah.
And so he finds out, and there you go.
Yeah.
And that's why Fight Club's so weird, is because Ed Norton can see dead people.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So take that.
Hope you enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, so Fight Club, he was fighting the demons as he watched his life flash.
Why is Clip Coupon tweeting you about Al Jazeera?
I love that. I love. I want to see the Al Jazeera logo real quick.
By the way, hold on. We got another tweet from Kobe Lane Music or Musick.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Mussers. And he says, how about a Charles Schwab donk?
I love how they're going for like the...
The business ones?
Yes, like the very white collar logos.
Yep.
Oh, maybe I can get an Enron one.
Oh, David, there's kids in the studio now.
Oh, so I was playing with my toys the other day. You know what?
You know what's fun? Watching TV and obeying our parents.
Yeah, don't eat ice cream too fast.
Yep, it'll hurt your head. Yeah. That's what's great.
8 hours of sleep.
Cereal, too. You want to close out the show here? Or I could do it.
I'm handing this to you.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get out of here, I guess, on time for once. Thanks to everybody who called. This was a fun show.
It was a fun show. Against all odds. Started out so rough.
That's right.
Because what's her face? Deidre was punking us.
Oh, should we play? Let's play these and come back and we'll say our goodbyes. You want to do that?
Actually, let's play.
Say our goodbyes.
Play the music.
Okay.
And then we'll play those.
All right, we'll do that. Okay. So for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. We'll try to get that Lance interview episode up real quick.
That's on me. I thought I was almost up to date.
Hey, no sweat, dude. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. Great show, Mac.
Great show, David.
And what are we closing out with?
We're going to close out here with Cults. This is off their forthcoming album. This is Abducted. Stay tuned for Clear Spot. See you guys next week.
Bye.